In this week's Parsha, Parshas Vayelech, the Medrash Rabbah records a peculiar exchange between Moshe Rabbeinu and Hashem Yisbarach. Hashem says to Moshe, Hein karvu yamech alamos, Hein, behold, your time has come to pass away. Moshe says to Hashem, how can you decree a death upon me with the word Hein? After all, Kachar Moshe, Ribono Shalom, Behein kilasticha. I praise you with the word Hein, as it says, Hein Lashem Elokecha, Shemayim, Ushmei Shemayim, etc. I said, Hein, behold, to Hashem belong the heavens, the highest heavens, the earth, and everything in it, etc. Uvehein atagozer like Misa. So how can you decree death upon me with the word Hein? Amalei Kadosh Baruch Hu, no, what, you only remember those things you did right, and you conveniently omit those things you did wrong? Don't you remember when I sent you to take the Jews out of Mitzrayim at the burning bush at Mamad Hasneh? You said to me, "Hein lo yaminu li." The Jews will not believe in me. The Jews will not believe that Hashem is redeeming them from Mitzrayim, and that was obviously wrong because as soon as Moshe comes, the pasuk says, "Vayamein ha'am." They did believe him. So Hashem says, "All your Heins were not necessarily so perfect. Some of them you messed up, and therefore I can say, Hein karvu yamech alamos, it's time for you to pass." Okay, at first glance, this seems strange. Like, it's very nice that Hashem used the word Hein here, which is seemingly unnecessary in the Pshat. So they find every word Hein, the good ones and the bad ones, throughout the Chumash. But what's the deeper meaning of this Medrash? And I think there's a very important lesson here. Moshe says to Hashem, you can't punish me, because I have complete and utter faith in you. What does Hein mean? Hein means, yes, absolute. Behold, this is the truth. The truth is, I believe, be'emunah shlema, Lashem Elokecha Shemayim, Shemei Shemayim, Ha'arth v'chol asher ba. I believe Hashem is the master of the world. I believe in you 100%. If I believe in you 100%, shouldn't I deserve a longer life? Shouldn't I deserve to have all my wishes fulfilled? And Hashem says to Moshe, you think you believed in me 100%, but it's actually a little more complicated then you make it out to me. You believed in me 100%, but believing in me is not enough, right? You believed in me, but you didn't believe in my kids. You believed in me, but you didn't believe in Am Yisrael. You believed I'm the God of the world, but Am Yisrael, Behein lo yaminu la. Am Yisrael, oh, they're a bunch of ice farfs. Am Yisrael is no good. Shem says, I don't want you to only believe in me. I want you to believe in my kids as well. I want you to believe in my Am Yisrael. What did Moshe Rabbeinu say? Hein lo yaminu li. Just as sure I am of the fact that Hashem is master of the world, that's how sure I am that the Jews are messed up, right? It's so easy to look around the world nowadays to look and see what tremendously high percent of the Jewish people, really statistically, the vast majority of the Jewish people is off the derech, is not from, is intermarrying even those who are from. You know, I'm not going to go through a litany of their sins right now, but you can go to any community, you can find a million gazillion things they did wrong, and you can say there's no hope, they're no good, either they're not from, or if they are from, they're doing it all wrong, and they're perverting it, and they're all shalom l'shma, and it's so easy to say, I believe in Hashem. Hashem I love, Torah I love, Judaism I love, but I hate the Jews. Judaism is perfect, the Torah is perfect, but these Jews, by the time they get the Torah, mess up so much that it's so easy to give up on them. And Hashem tells Moshe, no, if you believe in me, but you don't believe in my kids, then you don't really believe in me. If you believe in the Torah, but you give up on Jews, you give up on another Jew, hang, you're sure, just emunah shalema, just like your 13, ma'ikari emunah, you believe that the Jews are no good, then that's called yan lohem mantembi. That's called not believing in me, and your time has come. And I think it's an important muster, especially for this time of the year when we think about Cheshbon HaNefesh and everything we did right, everything we did wrong, and sometimes, you know, we look a little harshly. It can be very easy to look at the ideals that Hashem expects from us and say, forget it, the Jews are no good. Forget it. Someone could think I'm no good. Someone could think my neighbors are no good. My relatives are no good. The Jewish people's all messed up. And Hashem says, no, you have to believe in the Jewish people. You never write off the Jewish people. You never write off another Jew. The Rav actually said that, oh, how can it be? Zedeya and the Tanaim and the Rishonim, that Ein Yisrael Negalim Ela B'Tshuva. The Jews will only be redeemed if they do Tshuva. But it's one of the 13 in Karma, the Rambam, the Jews will be redeemed. Number 12 out of 13 is B'S Mashiach. But the Jews might not do tshuva. So if the Jews might not do tshuva, the Mashiach might not come, then you don't believe in the 13 Ikarim. Says Rav Soloveitchik, from here we see that it's an Iker and Emunah of Yados. You have to believe in the Jewish people. It's not enough to believe in Hashem. You have to believe in the Jewish people. Because if you believe in the 13 Ikarim Emunah, then you believe that the Jews, as bad as they look and as off the derech as they are, there come a time when they'll do tshuva. Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, maybe yes tomorrow. And if not tomorrow, maybe the day after. If not the day after, maybe next week or next month or as soon as possible. But there's so much potential in there. And when we look around the Jewish people, we just have to remember not to repeat this mistake of Moshe Rabbeinu, never to write off another Jew, to say, I don't know if it'll be today, I don't know if it'll be tomorrow, but hey, my belief in Hashem is strong. And with my belief in Hashem comes belief in his children, that he didn't choose us for nothing, that as far off as we are, we have potential, and never to give up on the Jewish people, and never to give up on another Yid. Shabbat Shalom.